Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. Senate leaders are saying a breakthrough in COVID relief talks could mean action tonight, but says Majority Leader Mitch McConnell,
when we get this done, Congress will not deserve any special praise. Not with this relief having waited until late December.
Top Senate Intelligence Committee Democrat Mark Warner is calling for a strong U.S. response to a major cyber attack. He spoke on ABC's This Week.
We shouldn't call it an attack. It's an old-school espionage campaign with new tools. It's widespread. So we know currently of 40 compromised high-value targets, especially government agencies, but there might be as many as 18,000 targets. It's actually really hard to get the specific number, but a fair amount of targets.
That's cybersecurity specialist Thomas Ridd of the Johns Hopkins University School of Advanced International Studies. Here's top Senate Intelligence Committee Democrat Mark Warner.
We have narrowed this to companies and agencies that we know the bad guys got in, but they got in and they were in for a long time. So they're very deep. It may be ongoing. We have not discovered how we will ferret them fully out.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has said that this looks like the cyber attack was mounted by Russia. President Trump yesterday challenged the conclusion and says that it may have been China. The government's Operation Warp Speed is on track to ship 20 million coronavirus vaccine doses by the end of the year. As NPR's Selena Simmons-Duffin tells us, the second government-approved vaccine, this one produced by Moderna, is now shipping.
Having two vaccines in distribution is going to give a big boost to the effort to get lots of people vaccinated and help slow the spread of the virus and ultimately end the pandemic. And Moderna's vaccine is also easier to handle than the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine that we were talking about last week. It is kept at regular freezer temperatures, and it comes in smaller shipments, which helps with planning.
NPR's Selena Simmons-Duffin. British police are putting more officers at train stations and on highways to enforce a Christmas coronavirus lockdown in London and the east and southeast of England. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports.
Police are being deployed after thousands fled the British capital Saturday, risking further spread of the virus. People flooded London train stations to beat the lockdown's midnight Saturday deadline so they can spend Christmas with family members in other parts of the country. UK Health Secretary Matt Hancock expressed anger on the BBC.
Those scenes were totally irresponsible. And, you know, the best gift that you could give somebody this Christmas is to stay at home and not transmit the virus.
Officials say the spike in cases here is driven by a new, much more infectious strain of the virus. Italy, the Netherlands, and Belgium have responded by announcing plans to halt flights in and out of the UK. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, London.
This is NPR. Canada has now recorded more than 500,000 cases since the beginning of the pandemic. Dan Karpinchuk has details.
The numbers continue to increase, and faster. More than 100,000 cases were added in the past 2 weeks. As of Saturday, the number stands at more than 500,000. To compare, it took Canada 6 months to reach its first 100,000. Ontario and Quebec continue to report daily numbers in excess of 2,000 cases. The rapid acceleration has prompted several provinces and regions to issue tougher measures and lockdowns ahead of Christmas. And even though the first vaccines have been administered, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has urged Canadians to limit the size of their holiday celebrations. Health officials also warn that the number of people in hospitals with severe symptoms of COVID-19 is also on the rise. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
Israel has begun its coronavirus inoculation drive, with Prime Minister Netanyahu publicly going first. The goal is 60,000 a day, starting with health workers. Israel says it has secured sufficient doses from much of the country's 9 million people from both Pfizer and Moderna. After 10 months of tightening pandemic restrictions, people are desperate to be with family and friends, but health officials are calling on them to be honest with the people they love about their health status. With infections and hospitalizations soaring, health officials say do-it-yourself tracing has proven not to be ideal. With contact tracing an overwhelming and sometimes slow process, they say if you test positive for the coronavirus, warn your friends, family, and coworkers. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.